Okay, so next up we have Jeffrey Ryan.
Awesome. Looking good. Hi, I'm Jeff Ryan, new postdoc here. I started off in Canada. I got my PhD down south at NYU, followed up by a postdoc at University of Maryland and NASA Goddard, and now I'm back up north of 49, which is very exciting. I do theoretical and computational astrophysics, and I'm not nearly as cool as Donald Glover, so we can move on. I sort of have a broad range of interests. A couple of things that have been taking up my time recently are GRB afterglows and their roles as electromagnetic counterparts to gravitational wave observations, and also accretion onto binary black holes. GRB afterglows are sort of they're a complicated phenomena. Gamma ray bursts are one of sort of the most extreme events that happen in the universe. We have these progenitors collapsing massive stars or merging binary neutron stars that collapse or merge. They form a central engine whose identity that we don't really know. They produce this relativistic jet with a Lorentz factor of like 1,000 that just sort of rips through the explosions, interacts with the ISM. Drives a shockwave through the local environment, produces all sorts of electromagnetic emission, which we can then see on Earth. I spent a lot of time trying to model these systems, trying to understand these things from the data side and forward model these so that we can go back and try to learn about sort of the unknown central engine and sort of mechanisms for producing these jets and things. And the other half of my time is spent doing sort of more classic numerical hydrodynamics. I've been working a lot on binary black hole accretion. We know that every galaxy has a supermassive black hole in it. We know that structure forms hierarchically and galaxies merge. And so it stands to reason that there are many galaxies out there that have undergone recent mergers that have two supermassive black holes in them. And these supermassive black holes will sort of wander down through dynamical friction to the center of their galaxies. They'll sort of nestle in there. Until they're separated by about a parsec. Eventually, they'll get close enough, the gravitational waves will start sort of damping their orbits and cause them to merge. But in the meantime, you have two black holes in the center of a galaxy that's full of gas, and I'm really curious in how this gas will affect sort of the dynamics of these systems. The gas can either help or hinder the sort of merger of the black holes, depending on sort of the details of the hydrodynamics. And I'm also interested in looking for electromagnetic signatures of these, where you might be able to identify binary black holes in the sky from sort of on top of sort of the regular noise you get from AGN. So I write numerical hydrodynamics codes to do calculations like this, and modeling and parameter estimation and all this sort of stuff. I'm happy to answer questions about it.